Hey, we're happy to welcome into the program Quincy Councillor at Large Noel DeBona for an update on last night's City Council meeting. It's been a little while, Noel, since we've chatted. How are you doing?
We're doing great this morning, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. It has been a little while since we caught up. We're overdue, I guess. But in the meantime, we can talk about last night's council meeting. How'd it go?
It went really well. I thought it was a smooth meeting. Allowed the councillors to interject on any of their resolutions, any of their dialogue. And, you know, the person running or chairing or president of the council meeting is just to try to facilitate the meeting and making sure that everybody gets their points out. As long as nobody, you know, gets on each other and doesn't say anything derogatory or swear or anything like that and comes after each other, hey, they're more than welcome to say their opinion.
Yeah, I know President Liang wasn't feeling well, so you pitched in. Have you ever done that before?
You know, not for the city council. I'm in my sixth year here now, and I've chaired other meetings with other boards, but never up at the city council. So I thought it went very, very well. It actually seemed natural to me being up there. So
yeah, good for you. You're one of the senior members now, Noel, on the council.
I know.
How are you and your family doing during these interesting times?
We're doing pretty good. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. We've been really fortunate that our children have been able to go to Quincy Public Schools during this COVID time. They got a lot earlier because they're on the special needs. So they were able to actually start in September, and they had to wear their masks and they got used to it. And I thank Quincy Public Schools for allowing the kids with some of the disabilities and some of the special needs to allow them to continue to go to school. We're looking forward to obviously going over summer school and doing some extra work. The kids are a little behind, so they're going to need a little extra work. So, and I'm glad that all the other students are back. So we're just pushing through it day by day, and it's getting a little bit better. The mask situation is loosening up, and a lot of people have gotten their vaccines.
Yeah, it really is a light at the end of the tunnel. And there's a robust summer program, I know, at the Quincy Public Schools this year, just because of that, to help kids make up for lost time. So that's great.
It's fantastic, and we're looking forward to the summer right after 4th of July and the weekend there, and they start right up, and it's a 6-week program, and it just allows them to just get some extra work in, some of the stuff they miss. So they're good lip readers, so you get the mask on, and it can be a little harder for the boys, you know. So my little girl's a little different, but the two boys, they definitely need it.
That's great. So what were some of the highlights of last night's meeting, would you say?
Council Palmucci wanted to have our director of the Thomas Crane Public Library, Megan Allen, who does a fantastic job over there. She came in with a presentation, just basically giving us an overview of the last year, obviously during COVID and what they've been able to do. I think everybody over at the Thomas Crane Public Library has done a fantastic job. They've always been a gem in my book for the citizens of Quincy. Books today, the $25, $30, $35 for a hardback. And I'll tell you, what's great about the Quincy Thomas Crane Public Library is they'll order it if they don't have it in stock to the other libraries. And when it comes in, they give you a quick email, you can go pick it up. And it's been a fantastic asset that I've used over the years, checking out books. So she came in with a presentation. We've done a lot of capital improvements at all the other libraries. The one in Adams Shore as well. Also, North Quincy's still under renovation. They're just a little back with the COVID. But I think it's a fantastic place. And I thank the Board of Trustees, the directors, and also the friends of the Thomas Crane Public Library for helping out, you know, their nonprofits and helping out with fundraising and stuff. And it's just coming all together. Director Allen came in and just gave us the proposed situation on openings and stuff like that. It's been going really well.
Did she talk at all about when she might have people back into the libraries?
Yes, it's. I think it's a more. I think so. I think the Adams Shore branch is already open. It's and obviously we have to go by head counts, but they just remember we have to clean them and they just have to make sure that they're up and running. But I think it's coming very soon. To be honest with you, I think it's soon. It's long overdue to open up and just make sure that we have the right capacity in there. If we can get the restrictions off of the capacity inside the main branch up at Quincy Square there, we may be able to do it. You know, it's loosening up as time goes along. Governor Baker has done a really good job with facilitating here in Massachusetts. You're not going to satisfy everybody. Some people want it fully open. Some people still want it closed. And, you have to strike it somewhere in the middle, which is fair. And I think he's been fair to the citizens of Massachusetts on trying to open up. But here in the city of Quincy, I know we're eager to open up more facilities and have some type of normalcy this summer. I guess I can say, Joe.
Yeah, we're on the doorstep of summer, absolutely. Yeah. That's great, and we've been proud here at QATV to partner with the library to provide programming to citizens as well, and we'll continue that certainly going forward. But they've been a great partner as well, and I think maybe in some cases they've been able to reach people that they might not have normally, you know, because of all the different outreach to the community.
So true, and it's been great for the seniors as well. As well as the children, you know, of the city of Quincy. It's, I think it's a great gem for the city, and they'll continue to do great work and making sure that we keep the upkeeping of the capital improvement plans of the building. It's very important to keep up with that. It's an historical site there, you know, so we just have to get the proper funding in place. We've done it over the last few years with our 5-year capital improvement plan, and they've really put the funding into great use.
Yep. Can you tell me a little bit about the, there were two resolutions I know last night, one regarding Quincy College and one regarding the diversity commission that the mayor's proposing.
Yeah. As Council Mahoney brought, you know, forward, you know, the Quincy College possibly joining the state community college system, you know, it's, listen, you need to look at all options going on right now. If you're going to make it a huge investment, like we're going to be possibly doing in the downtown, is to look at all the options. And I think it's, you know, it's something to look at. And she brought it forward to the council last night. We not only was Nina Liang missing, also Ian Kane. So it was a 7-0 vote to move the resolution forward and to ask, you know, the mayor and the administration to look into it and bring, you know, bring Quincy College basically in front of us to see if this is an option that we could use in the future. I think you need to leave all the tools in the toolbox because I had vocally, you know, talked about, you know, there's possible things that can happen in the foreseen future. The build out won't be finished for 5 years if it was to pass. So, it, you know, 5 years, a lot can happen with the city. It can happen in a couple months, as we can see with the COVID. So, you know, there's unforeseen other pandemics coming down the pike. You never know about a recession. We've been very good for 11 years. And you also have to understand that you have competition with other colleges around the area. And then the online courses, which, you know, online is becoming a new trend, as we're seeing right now, as we're using the Zoom a lot, almost everywhere. I mean, we can do interviews now everywhere we are. So, I mean, it's no different than having a Zoom classroom setting with a professor or a teacher in front of you actually teaching the class and interacting with them. So we don't know what the trends will do for the future. Listen, personally, I want to see Quincy College succeed. And if this is an option we have to look at, we'll look at it. And hopefully we can all work together with, you know, the Quincy College board and, you know, and also the mayor and as well as the city council, all working together to try to make it the best for the city. I want to see it succeed. I don't want to see it not succeed. I think it's a great thing for Quincy College to have it in Quincy and have it for the future.
Yeah, I guess the biggest question is, should the city run it?
Yes, you know, and it's, you get both sides of it, but you have to look at the end goal, you know. Do we want it to not be existing in Quincy? Do we want someone else to facilitate that and take it over, like on a college state system, like a community college type of thing? But, you know, these are all things that we can talk about with the future. Have interaction, have discussions on these, and then see what we can do for the future.
Okay, we'll look forward to that discussion, certainly. And then I know a resolution that you co-sponsored with Councillor Andronico regarding the establishment of the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Commission.
Yes, you know, we brought this about forward before Councillor Anthony Andronico came on to the council as Brad Kroll had left the council. Myself, Nina Liang, and Brian Palmucci, the councils, the three of us. So he's come on board. With us. It passed 7-0 last night. You know, just basically moving it to the resolution and forward to the mayor and the administration to, you know, he wants to have a commission. So I think he's at least met us halfway. And, you know, that's I mean, he doesn't want to do the position and have a department for it. And I fully understand he's the mayor and he can make his own judgments on that. But he's willing to work with us and have a commission. And we just want to have a little bit more input So we'd like to have them come in front of the council and do that forward and continuously having that. And that also goes back to Quincy College. We want a little more oversight on things. If we're going to be voting on funding and voting on things like that, we want to make sure that we have everything in front of us. We don't want to be missing anything when it comes to these type of issues. So it's a hot topic out there, Joe, not only here in Massachusetts and Quincy, it's a hot topic throughout the country, throughout the world, to be honest with you. I mean, and this is something that's in the paper. It's in the news every single day. So we're just trying to make sure that it's fair for everybody. So we just want a little bit more interaction. And if the commission can come in front of the council, have a little bit more oversight on things, and we could all be on the same page and allow everybody to have to express their opinions. Listen, there's 9 city councils up there. A lot of us have a lot of different opinions based on our, you know, our life experiences and how we perceive the world and, you know, what our upbringing was. So, you know, you have to give everybody the opinion to express what they want to feel. So listen, I'm willing to listen to my other 8 counselors. I may not always agree with them, but I respect them enough that they're elected that I'd give them the opportunity to say what they want to say. And if they want to bring things forward, I recommend it to, and that's why we have a city council, to basically have some dialect, you know, some feedback amongst the other counselors. So this is kind of a joint one with the mayor and the commission and us. So
has that commission actually been appointed? Do you know, Noel? Is that?
I don't think it's been fully established here. There's going to be a lot of different parties that are going to be on the commission. Trying to make it, I guess, fair and equal amongst the different board members or commission, I guess you could call it. And I'm looking forward to seeing those discussions and stuff in general. But sometimes the more you can facilitate the conversation, I think the more you're gonna be able to hear some things that may have not been said before. So,
okay, looking forward to the update on that. Yeah. Now going forward, the big job of the council from here till the end of the year will be the budget, right?
Oh, sure. The budget is the big thing. Obviously, with the COVID, having a budget in the middle of a COVID. We know we did the budget last year, but we were on the front end of that. So we were just basically trying to close out the year. We had the COVID came in March. And, you know, you're closing out June 30th and you're trying to get, you know, any type of funding coming in, excise taxes and stuff like that. I don't think it affected it much, but going into a full year, basically, of funding and seeing what our shortfalls are and then coming in and projecting, you know, FY22, starting July 1st and seeing how we're going to do. So I think it'll be very level funded here. I don't think there's going to be a lot of increases in certain things unless we have to. Obviously the health insurances, you always have to look at, that always goes up, Joe, to be honest with you. It's nothing you can get out of. It's just part of the business. And, you know, health insurance does go up every year. Our schools, we can't be going backwards with our schools. So that's the majority, you know, almost 1/3 of our budget is in the schools and seeing what we get from the state, you know, the state delegation and what we get for Quincy and if there's any shortfalls with any funding there. So those are the bigger items for the budget. And I think everything else will be kind of level funded and hopefully there'll be good enough interjection and, you know, funding coming in from other sources like development, obviously, you know, and we'll see what happens with that, Joe. And we'll have discussions and Council McCarthy is the finance chair. So he'll be putting those in motion and giving us the proper amount of time to go over some things and questions that we have. Obviously, police and fire are very important as well. So, you know, schools, police and fire, pension funds is obviously very important. It's something that we have to fund. And then the health insurances. So those are the 5 big fives on the, you know, that take up the majority of our budget. And you know what? I hate to say it. Between 80% and 90% is a fixed cost.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people talk about cutting the budget. Well, it's already a fixed cost. You really can't really wiggle with it too much. So, you know, been on the council. This will be my 6th budget. Looking forward to the discussions that we have, you know.
Yeah. How do you feel about the mayor's plan to borrow for the pension liability?
To be honest with you, Joe, I don't really have enough information on it yet. And I really have been thinking about it on all ends and, whether you should bond it or not. I know we have issues with it, with the future, So maybe if the proposition is, you know, the presentation is going to come in front of us before the budget. Obviously, we talked about it last night with Council McCarthy and Council Mahoney about if it comes in front of us, how does it look for the budget? And it will make a difference. It'll goes hand in hand because there is a cost savings. I believe it's right around $20 million in cost savings that will free it up for other areas. And, you know, when you're looking at it this year, it might be economically correct to do it this year. Would we have done it previously? Probably not. But this particular year, we might be in a shortfall funding-wise. And I haven't seen the budget. I don't know. And I'm thinking what the mayor's trying to perceive for the city and what we can take on. You know, we don't want to go into red. You know, we don't want to go into FY22 having to cut things. I know Branchy Public Schools, they're looking to cut 30 to 40 positions. 30 to 40, you know, teachers are going to, and there's a shortfall in the education budget over there. So they have to try to figure out what they're going to do in Branchy on how to do this. We don't want to have that issue here in Quincy. Our kids are very important to the system and to the future of our city. They're the next generation. So we don't want to have any issues with the Quincy Public Schools. So hopefully this will work out and we'll have more deliberation on it, Joe.
All right. Look forward to that. Anything else we should touch on, do you think, right now, Noel?
Not really. You know, we had a nice two things that happened over the weekend. We had the nice cleaner, greener throughout the city of Quincy.
Yeah.
I want to thank Natural Resources Department, Dave Murphy and Paul Daugherty, Doc Daugherty. They've done a fantastic job with giving us the proper areas around the city to clean. And we were able to get out there even though we're with our masks. So thank you for everybody that was involved with the volunteering of that. Also, Quinn's Army, Quinn Waters, the little boy, cancer awareness day up at Pageant Field was a great festivity. A couple of the counselors, Counselor Phelan, Chuck Phelan, he shaved his head for the thing. And I said, I was up there and I says, I won't do my hair, but I will donate blood again.
Okay. So
I've donated blood in the past year and I'll do it again. I'm just getting over the vaccines. The two, I just took my second one, the Moderna, and it hit me hard, the second one. So I'm just, it was two Fridays ago. So I'm just trying to get my things back together. And everybody's different. Some people have taken the vaccine and they've done really well with it. And some people have added issues.
Yep.
First one was perfect. The second one, it got me the 24 hours later. So I'm just trying to, you know, get recovered here and try to do some more things. But I'm looking forward to donating blood again for little Quinn Waters, you know, and what the family is going through. So, you know, those are two great things that happened over the weekend. And we'll look forward to the future, Joe.
Yeah, nice to see the community come together for those, for sure. And the mayor told me just this morning there is going to be a Flag Day parade on June 12th. No celebration at Pageant Field afterwards, but there will be a parade and there'll be some fireworks out in Quincy Bay. So folks can kind of spread out and enjoy those.
That's great, you know, because, you know, I don't want to have another summer like last summer, where we're kind of on lockdown, trying to tell the kids they can't go and play with the kids. And they're going, well, what do you mean I can't go play with the kids in the neighborhood? You can't go play with the kids in the neighborhood, the COVID, the coronavirus. So I'm looking forward to it. Obviously, we won't do the festivities up at Pageant Field, but hopefully we'll have a good summer starting Memorial Day weekend. Right, Joe?
Absolutely, yeah. Great to talk to you, Noel. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Joe, for your time. And I'll definitely be coming on later, you know, down the road here and, you know, discussions in general about the future.
Yeah, we'd love to have you. Absolutely. We look forward to it. I know it's an election year. I won't ask you right now if you're running for re-election, but I would assume.
I'm definitely running for re-election, Joe. I'm looking forward. I really enjoy being an at-large counselor and doing things for the city. And I like my role. I like the last night being in front of there, you know, running the meeting. It was really cool. I really enjoyed facilitating it. So, you know, I'm looking for re-election. You can put it on the post right now and looking forward to being an at-large counselor for some time now. I really enjoy it. I enjoy helping people.
Okay. Well, there you go. You heard it here first, folks. Thanks so much again, Noel.
Thank you, Joe, for having me. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Take care. Bye-bye.